For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Good morning, this is Pastor Papura speaking. Thank you for joining us this morning for the special worship broadcast as we begin our Christmas Eve celebrations here at St. John's. For these next 59 minutes, we invite you to sit back and ponder the wonderful good news of Jesus' birth as you hear various Bible readings and musical selections brought to you by our senior choir and our praise band. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Beth and Brad Lynch to the glory of God for sending a Savior to the world and in thanksgiving for their son Eric on the occasion of his birthday. Once again, thank you for joining us this morning. May God richly bless you.
A reading from Isaiah 9, verses 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
No sturdy bearing, no pallid bed for royalty. But a star in the heavens, a sign full of wonder, announcing of the coming of the King of Kings. Rejoice, O world, the Savior has come through the love of the Virgin's womb. Son of God, Son of Man. The cradle, hidden, revealing his glorious plan of the child who would suffer, the child who would conquer, the sin of every woman, the sin of every man. Rejoice, O world, the Savior has come through the love of the Virgin's womb. Son of God, Son of Man. You were born that we may have life. Because the world, the Savior has come.
A reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 37 through 45. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her.
sing, all glorious above, how gratefully sing, His wonderful love, our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilion in splendor and courage display.
From Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which has told them concerning this child. And all that they had heard, it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that he had heard and seen, and it was told unto them.
Bye. I'm not going to be able to do that.
From John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that had been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word came flesh and made his dwelling among him. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we come before you on this most holy day in awe at the wonder and majesty of your Son's birth. Indeed, the Savior of the nations has come, and today joy fills our hearts as we greet our newborn King. Let the proclamation and good tidings of his birth sound forth throughout the world, and give to all your people willing ears to hear and to believe. This we pray. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Thank you.
This is Pastor Purpura speaking. We hope that you've enjoyed this very special Christmas Eve worship broadcast. Jesus Christ is our greatest gift, and the good news of His birth brings to us joy, hope, and peace. Please join us this evening for our special Candlelight Christmas Eve service, broadcast live right here on WXRL 1300 tonight at 7:30 p.m. Until then, we pray the Lord's richest blessings be yours.